And the Philip Sample repeated after these urgent care today's date is 10/12/2023. Dictation is for Gary Wright. Wright spells W-R-I-G-H-T. Gary spells G-A-R-I. Date of birth is 02/23/1967. This is a 56-year-old female, air for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Ms. Wright has a history of anxiety, hypothyroidism, depression, and hypercholesterolemia. Air for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill. She stated she would like to defer her labs today as she's not feeling well. She patient indicated that she walked off of her job a few days ago. She indicated that she was being harassed and bullied on the job. She says this has happened for almost 3 years, and she finally said she became tired of it, packed her stuff up and left, period. She says she has not been sleeping well, and the current dose of Klonopin does not seem to be helping. She is requesting that that dosage be increased. Patient denies SI or HI, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed or were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status 100% at room air. Blood pressure 135 over 90. Pulse 115. Respiration 18, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No mandibular signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. No inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen. Distended secondary to obesity. No guarding. No visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities. Full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no arthralgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro. Alert oriented. Cranial nerves to retain is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect. Patient mood is depressed. She cries as she gives history, but emphasize that she is not SI or HI, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is anxiety. Number two, hypothyroidism. Number three, depression. Number four, hypercholesterolemia, period. A lab was offered to the patient, but she declined. She says she's not feeling well. She will come back another day for a lab visit, period. Next paragraph. Patient medication was refilled as follows. Klonopin. 1 milligrams, 1 POB ID for 9 days, number 180, 180. Open parenthesis, patient dosage was increased from 0.5 to 1. Next paragraph, Synthroid, 50 micrograms, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next paragraph, Seroquel, 100 milligrams, 1 PO, QHS for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Robaxin, 750 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Open parenthesis, patient has a long history of back pain, which is muscular related, and she takes Robaxin for back pain, period. She was given an opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.